Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is episode 37. I've received several emails from iPhone users who are using VoiceOver to access the iPhone, and it appears that some people are having difficulty learning how to enter or edit text using the virtual keyboard. And so I want to walk through one exercise that anyone can walk through with me, and perhaps this will help clarify some of the finer points of how to edit text. So if you're an iPhone owner and you're using VoiceOver, you can go ahead and get your phone ready, and I will walk us through entering and editing two words. I'll just pick two words at random, say Mark Taylor. Okay, so here we go. Okay, I have my iPhone here, and I'm holding it in portrait orientation. I think I'm going to use Notes. I was going to do a text message. It really doesn't matter which application I use. I'm going to tap on the Notes icon and open the application.
Notes. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
Because I don't have any notes previously saved on my device, it not only opens up the screen and with a yellow, looks like a sticky note, but it also opens up the virtual keyboard. I like to enter text
landscape.
In text landscape mode.
Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And by the way, everything I'm about to demonstrate works whether it's in landscape or portrait, so that doesn't really matter. I'm going to enter my name. For those of you who may not have heard the previous podcast on my demonstration of how to edit text or enter text, let me suggest that you have some kind of a case on the device and that the case cover any part of the surface of the iPhone that will not be used during the text editing session. Otherwise, you may find yourself touching areas of the device that are really not the screen. So having a nice case with kind of a frame or a border around the display screen helps focus my hands so that I know any place I touch, it's going to be an interactive surface for the device. Because it's auto caps is on, the first letter I type will automatically be capitalized. Also, I prefer to enter letters using a split tap, not the double tap, but a split tap. That is to say, I find the letter with one finger and then tap anywhere else on the screen with another finger to enter the text. Okay, so I'm going to find the letter M.
Capital M.
And because it's the first letter in the sentence or the first letter in the document, it's automatically capitalized. And now I'm going to enter that M by split tapping or tapping on the screen with another finger, and in this case, on the same hand.
Capital M.
So now the letter M has been entered in the text edit field, which is near the top of the screen. There's actually a blinking insertion point. I know I've entered the letter M because it echoed the fact that the M was entered. Now, if I want to verify that with one finger, nothing else is touching the screen,
R.
I can slide
capital
my
M.
finger up.
Text, capital M. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And it tells me that there is, in fact, an M in the edit field. I'm going to come down and find the letter A. And I have a pretty good idea of where it is. Again, because of the case that I'm using, I know that I only have to worry about the vertical position of the letter because the case is protecting me and it's going to keep me focused in on the display screen.
A.
I'm going to enter the A.
A.
I'm going to find the letter R.
R.
And enter that by tapping again with another finger, second finger.
R.
And I'm going to put a letter K.
K. K.
At this point, I have M-A-R-K, capital M-A-R-K. The insertion point is to the right of the K. I want to put a space, so I'm going to find the space bar
space.
And tap one time to enter a space.
Space, mark.
Just as you would find in many screen readers, currently it does echo the letters, and as you move off of a word or put a space between the insertion point and a word, it will read the word. So I know the word mark has been entered. Let's assume, though, and I've done this actually, that instead of tapping the space bar once to create a space, let's assume I had tapped it twice, and on my device, I have the iPhone set up so if I double tap, it will put a period and a space as if I were going to end the sentence. So I'm going to delete the space. I'm going to delete the space by coming down to the lower right-hand side of the screen where I know that the delete key is pretty close to.
Delete.
And I'm going to enter the delete key the same way I would enter an alphanumeric key.
Delete. Space.
This time the insertion point moved to the left one space, and it even told me what it erased, what it removed, which was a space. Now, I'm going to double tap the space bar.
Space, space, mark.
We're going to check this out on our own in just a second, but I know that when I did that I inadvertently put a period and a space, and I didn't want that. So let's see what we have. I want to view the edit field to see what's in there so far. How do I do this? First, I want to make sure, since I only have one word, and I'm really more interested in editing this by character, I want to make sure I turn the virtual rotor so that it will read it character by character versus word by word. How do I do that? I'm going to take the virtual rotor and turn clockwise to go to toggle between word and character.
Word.
Word. I'm going to turn my hand in two fingers in a V shape, kind of. I guess two fingers. Yeah, adjacent fingers. And I'm just turning as if I'm turning a dial, a virtual dial.
Character.
So now I have it set to characters. To move the insertion point left or right, you can use the word fleck, but I like to think of it in terms of a swipe. It really doesn't matter. Vertically. So if I swipe up, it will move the insertion point one space per swipe to the left. And if I swipe down, it will move the insertion point one space to the right. Since I'm at the end of the field right now, because I haven't typed in anything else, I'll swipe down. I get the sound that tells me I'm at the end. I'm just swiping straight down. Now I'm going to swipe up. I'm starting at the bottom of the screen, not really at the very bottom, but in the middle of the screen, and kind of, all you really need to do is create the motion. It doesn't have to be from the top to the very bottom. Just as long as the sensor can determine a direction is all you really need to do. And by the way, the faster that you move your hand or your finger, the less distance it takes to create the command. It'll take some practice. I'm going to swipe up.
Space.
When I swiped up, it moved the insertion point one space to the left, and it told me what it passed over. In this case, it passed over a blank space. So whatever it reports will be what you've passed over in whatever direction you're moving. It is all relative to where you're starting from and moving to. I'm going to swipe up again.
Period.
This time it moved over one position to the left, one space to the left, and this time it passed over the period. So now I know that the insertion point is between the letter K and the period. Now, what some people may do inadvertently, depending on how they, if their hand moves a little bit off center, or you're not going directly up or down, you may in effect move the entire focus up to the top of the screen. This is where people get confused.
Today, 10:05.
I did another swipe up, but instead of doing it correctly, I was a little sloppy in my technique. And as a result, it took the focus out of the edit field and put me back into an information box, in this case, the date and time. This may happen, and it will happen. And when it does, the insertion point is still where it was, even though it's not reporting it to you. So all you really need to do, if you find yourself inadvertently touching a button or back to the keyboard even, I'm going to touch the keyboard. I'm doing this on purpose, but people inadvertently do it when they're trying to get a good position on the screen. Okay, I'm just touching letters now. This is where a person could very easily get disoriented. And you're like, uh-oh, where am I? It's okay. All you have to do is find that edit field again.
Mark. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
As long as you find it, rest assured that the insertion point is exactly where you left it. Now, you may not remember where you left it. And if that happens, you're going to have to discover that by swiping up and down to find out where you are. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about here, I'm already refocused on my name.
Mark. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And I'm going to swipe. I guess I'll swipe up to see, just to make sure that the insertion point's where I think it should be. And if it's where it should be, when I swipe up, it should move one place to the left, and it should say the letter K.
K.
Ah, I got it right. So now I know that I'm between the R and the K. Now I want to quickly move to the end of the edit field. I'm going to swipe down.
Okay.
And this time I'm moving right. It just moved over the K. And so now I know I am between the K and the period. The idea here, by the way, just so you know, is to get rid of the period. All right. I'm going to swipe down again.
Period.
And now it moved over the period. And I know that I am now to the right of the period. I'm going to swipe down again.
Space.
And that space is still there. But we never did delete that space. And I want to make sure that when I delete the period, I also delete the space that came after the period. So it's very important to me that I now continue to move to the right until I get to the end of the edit field. The end is being defined by the last character that I typed. And by the way, a space does count as a character. Even though you can't see it, there actually is a code that's being entered into the text field. Here we go. That sound tells me I'm at the very end. So now that I'm satisfied that I'm at the end, I'm going to press the delete key twice. One for the space and one for the period. And you'll hear it say space. If I do it fast enough, you won't. But I'm going to do it slow enough so you will hear it report each character that it deletes. First, I have to find the delete key.
Delete.
And now I'm going to tap twice using the split tap technique.
Delete, space.
Delete, space, next.
Delete, period.
Just to confirm, I'm going to swipe down to move to the right to confirm that I'm still at the end of the text. And I am. If I swipe up one time,
K.
It moves to the left one space and it said the letter K. So now I know that I only have in there at this current time the name Mark, M-A-R-K. So again, I'm going to press the swipe down. I keep saying press. I'm going to swipe down once.
Okay.
I move to the right. I'm going to swipe down again. There you have it. I'm at the very end of my name. And there is no space after Mark. So now we're going to enter Taylor. First, I have to enter a space. So I'm going to tap the space bar.
Space.
Not
space.
Twice. Take note. You heard it say space twice because I kind of slid my finger as I was talking. I'm making gestures as I speak, even though you can't see them. And that's why it reported space twice, but it didn't enter the space at all. Only when I do a split tap will it actually enter. There will be times when you're typing where you will inadvertently either move your finger off center or raise your finger and then tap accidentally, and it may report the character 3, 4, 5 times. That does not necessarily mean that you've entered it that many times, depending on the technique you've used. With practice, you will learn how to do this. This will just take time. So I'm going to enter a space.
Space, Mark.
And just as I described before, when you move off of a word separated by a space, it will report or say the entire word. So I know I have Mark. Now I want to put in Taylor. Because there is no period after the K, the T in Taylor will not automatically be capitalized. So I'll have to manually press the shift key on the virtual keyboard to make it a capital T. The way I do that is I find the shift key, which is near the lower left-hand side.
Shift.
That's it. Again, using the split tap technique, I'm going to enter it once to turn the shift key on.
Shift. Selected.
It's selected. Now, this means any character that I type will be capitalized, but only for the one character. This is not a shift lock. It's just activating the shift key. So I'm going to find the letter T.
Capital T.
And I'm going to enter the capital T.
Capital T.
Now I'm going to find A. And because I didn't have the shift locked, I can rest assured that the A will be lowercase, but it'll report it whether it's capital or not. So let's see.
A.
I'm going to enter A.
A.
Y.
Y. Y.
L.
L. L.
O.
O. O.
And R.
R. R.
And this time I will, on purpose, put a period, and I will do it by double tapping the space bar, which will insert a period and a space after the last character.
Space, space, Taylor.
So now my name is in the field. Let's read that. The easiest, probably the quickest way is just to find the edit field and run your finger over it, and it will read what's in the edit field.
Mark Taylor. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
And that really is all there is to it. The main thing is to work on your form, your technique. Speed is not the factor, your accuracy is. So take your time. Your speed will increase, and you will really enjoy entering text on the iPhone 3GS with VoiceOver. I hope you find this helpful. My name is Mark Taylor. For all things Candleshore, you can go to candleshoreblog.com. And if you like, you can send me an email at musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.
She, she, my.